Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Our friend Paul Morrow back with us this afternoon, Fox News contributor. He is the founder of the OpsDesk.org, which is a great website, great newsletter that comes along with it. Hello, Paul. How are you this afternoon?
Good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. You know, I want to start with this because I know I've seen some of your activity on X, former Twitter today, but this thing with Spain is just crazy, isn't it? This is part of Africa. I guess it's a territory that's in... or near Morocco. It's at the southern tip, the southwestern tip of Spain. I heard someone on Fox earlier say, I think it was Jason Chaffetz, tell Bill Malusian, this looks like what we were seeing from Bill a couple years ago, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. And it's a little scary, man. And I hope that Spain wakes up here. Now, I was in Spain not that long ago, a couple of years.
Me too.
And I didn't see any evidence of this kind of thing. I'd heard that, oh, they got a migrant issue, but I came back thinking, well, maybe it's a little bit overblown. Now, I wasn't down in the Costa del Sol or anything like that, but that said, there's, you know, thank God there's video, because we would be told, frankly, it's not happening. And they have a very leftist president who seems to delight in tweaking America these days. And I think that, you know, this idea of, remember, they are Marxists, these folks. They don't call themselves that publicly, but we all know what's behind the curtain. And from their perspective, there are no nations. This is the proletariat arriving for some fun. And this is all part of the erasure of borders and a classless and borderless and nationless society that is supposed to arrive at some point, but which, of course, always just recedes into the distance.
You know, and I you mentioned you were in Spain. I was there a couple of years ago, too, and I lived there for a very, very brief time in 1983, and I've been in contact with the family on a regular basis, especially because of the World Cup, because I was, you know, rooting for Spain.
Oh, sure, yeah, because yeah,
of
right, my, right,
yeah,
right.
Because of the team that I'm contacted with or in connection with in Valencia. But they, you know, when I was there and even talking about some of the stuff a couple of years ago, they were not crazy about their government then. And you know what's funny, Paul? I've said this a couple of times. When I talked to those Europeans a couple of years ago, and I was in Greece as well, some of those folks over there, they have a deeper appreciation for our freedom than some of the left-wing lunatics here in this country.
That's exactly right. You know, you'll get people, but, you know, it's such a shame. It's like a conservative underground. You know, it's like the Christians in the Bible that had to hide from the Romans, because they will quietly, and I mean quietly, tell you how much they appreciate American exceptionalism, exceptionalism and leadership. And they'll tell you, don't listen to our media. You know, we all know what you guys represent. And they'll say to you, you know, sometimes we don't like what Trump says and how he says it, but we get what's going on. And thank God for the guy and thank God for America. I think a German tourist during the World Cup really summed it up best. He said, if you want to hate America, listen to the media. You want to love it, drive through it.
Yep, that was great stuff when we saw some of the Europeans posting a couple of weeks ago. All right, Dr. Fauci, let me take you there. I mean, I was seething with anger about two things yesterday. One, and this is a topic I've been talking about, those two young girls that were brought to tears by the co-owner of the Seattle Storm. And then this Fauci stuff, because it brings back all of the masking, the, you know, nonsense of not being able to go to the beach, all that stuff, Paul. You had to be a victim of a lot of that, a lot worse in New York City. But what do you think, if anything, is going to be a consequence for Anthony Fauci after that hearing yesterday?
Well, he's 85, and I don't like making a martyr out of him and locking him up. I really don't. I know that's not necessarily popular on the right. They want his comeuppance and so on and so forth. I think that to continue to expose him is really the key. But because at this stage of his life, what's he about? He's about legacy.
Yeah.
He wants money, of course, because he wants his waning years here to be as comfortable as possible. He looks to be in pretty good shape. But he also, you know, he's about reputation. And I think that the destruction of his reputation by truth, not to disparage the guy, but to expose him, is the most important thing. And here's why, Mark. I have two macro points on this. Number one, we didn't hear Chairman Xi's name like once in these hearings yesterday. And to me, that is the biggest tragedy, because Anthony Fauci may have been complicit, maybe not. My read is that he was involved in gain-of-function funding, likely inadvertent. I don't think even Fauci, out of his own hubris, would have cognizantly funded some crazy virus that could escape,
right,
or allow it to escape. I just don't buy that. I do think he was part and parcel of the naivete that obtains these days in our scientific and medical communities. So I think that's there. But the real culprit here, from where I sit, is Chairman Xi and the People's Republic of China, my opinion, are guilty of 22 million counts of manslaughter. And that is to say, reckless homicide. Because I don't understand why, let's say, entities like the ICC, who want to lock up Bibi Netanyahu and indicted Vladimir Putin, who I'm no fan of either, has let the Chinese Wuhan lab slide on the fact that their protocols, while they were developing, while they were weaponizing a virus, were so poor. Their safety protocols were so poor that they let this thing out and 22 million people globally lost their lives. If that had been America, we would hear nothing but how America owes the world and how are we going to pay the medical bills for everybody for the rest of all of our lives.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt.
So to me, that's the issue right there. We should be using this to expose China, because that's the much bigger equity, and change the narrative, because they controlled it. And they all told us this is all anti-China's. You know, they know what buttons to push. They're very canny with it. And they cried racism.
Yeah.
This is anti-Asian bias. This is racism. And then, of course, the global media cows buckles under, because all you got to do is say the R word and everybody runs for the hills. The other thing relative to Fauci, just to close the loop on this, because I want to get this out. They should arrest him.
Yeah.
They should arrest him federally. And here's why. He's going to claim, oh, no, I got immunity. I talked to the president. I've got immunity. Hey, listen, pal, we don't buy it. We don't buy the auto pen immunity that you got, the auto pen pardon. We don't think it was cognizantly, voluntarily, and intelligently given. And use the Fauci case, the arrest. Let him out. Let him out on bail. Don't make him a martyr. Make him the case that you use to adjudicate and explore, under the auspices of DOJ, the auto pen. Because that's never come to light. And I can guarantee you, you heard those tapes of Biden, which are from 10 years before he was president, by the way. That was when he was trying to write his autobiography with a ghostwriter when he was vice president. The guy couldn't form two words. Now, get that exposure out there relative to the auto pen, because it's going to fall apart. That means that Fauci's pardon is not valid. And then that makes the arrest stick.
Paul Morrow's back with us this afternoon. One of the most frustrating parts of this, and there's two things that I don't understand. I don't think there should be any partisanship when it comes to exposing fraud in the government. Why that's a partisan issue, I don't know. And on Dr. Fauci, I mean, here's what I saw with my lefty friends, of which I have many, on Facebook and on the X, Paul. They don't buy for a minute that Dr. Fauci did anything wrong. He's a hero to them. He's like someone who saved all these lives. But why can't we I don't think it's possible anymore, have a conversation about some of these things that are pretty serious about the learning loss. Look, I have David Zweig on my show in about an hour. He wrote a great book, as you probably know, An Abundance of Caution, about all the things that happen to kids. And I don't understand why we can't have, you know, Dana Bash on CNN made a bigger deal out of Bernie Moreno dropping an F-bomb during that hearing than anything that was related to the damage that Dr. Fauci and some of his cohorts inflicted on this country. It's just unbelievable.
Well, now they'll never cop to it because it exposes them as co-conspirators. At the time, you got to say to yourself, why? What was the motive for them to create this monstrosity that was the cult of personality under Fauci? And Robert Fauci was the head. He wasn't even the head of the CDC. He was the head of an element under the CDC. He just created this role for himself and ran to it. The media picked it up, and it became a fait accompli. So why? Why did they do that? Two reasons. Number one, it allowed control. That's always the thing, right? It was a way to get power, especially when Biden came in. It was a way to just increase the power that they had over all of us to tell us to stay home. We will feed you what information you need. They'd have us locked down still if they could. The second thing, though, was that it damaged. Listen, it's no joke. I mean, I see people walking around in my nutbag New York City neighborhood who still are masked up, are wearing two N95 masks. There were people during COVID in my neighborhood walking around in moon suits. I'm not kidding you. In like level one Kevlar suits, you know, as if they were going into a nuclear hot zone. So yeah, there's no end to the lunacy here. But the other thing is that they wanted to damage Trump, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And so this was a lever against Trump. And so now to expect the media to come around and have a come to Jesus moment and say, yeah, you know, Fauci, bad guy, even though we made him a saint on earth, they're never going to do it because it would be admitting that they were wrong. And remember, this is the party that won't even turn up for hearings. This is the party that is trying to put in an anti-Nick Shirley law in California because he's exposing so much fraud, and they don't want him doing that. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, well, they don't want independent journalism because the regular journalism is so broken. That's why we have to depend on guys like Nick Shirley. Okay, we're running long in the tooth here, but I have to have you touch on this thing with Mamdani. I read Alex Berenson's column yesterday about his mom, who owns a home there that's worth, you know, a fair amount of money. They've owned it for 50 years or something like that. She's getting hit with a $55,000 tax bill and has to prove that she's a primary resident of New York City, which Alex says that she is. But Mamdani is actually going out there and putting a list of these people out there publicly?
Yeah, he did. He published a list, which to me would, you know, look, the home ownership property records in New York City are public. That's longstanding. But first of all, it shows the priorities. He took the time out to compile that list and publicly try to name and shame people. It's total class warfare. But it's gonna boomerang back on him because he's getting into harassment territory. And he's got now a lawsuit from the New York City landlords that is being led by probably the best lawyer in the country, a guy named Randy Mastro. And if you'll allow me a plug, I'm going to be interviewing Randy on the Ops Desk, my forum online.
Right.
And, on the podcast about this lawsuit. And let me tell you, there's one guy on earth that wouldn't want opposing me. It's this character. And he's a Democrat, by the way. He served in the Eric Adams administration. So, you know, he's not a partisan guy. But the bottom line is Mamdani is creating what I believe is getting very close to a harassment situation. And let's remember something else. Mamdani himself, his family, owns a luxury compound in Uganda.
I know.
So, you know, I've seen that exposed. He's vilifying people. It's amazing. Who the heck is he to do this?
It's ridiculous. All right, I only have 60 seconds. It's unfair. But we haven't spoken since the Koberger thing came up. What's the angle there for him, and what do you think happens?
Wait, what thing?
On the Koberger, withdrawing the plea.
Yeah. That is a simple one. Koberger realized I'm in jail for the rest of my life. This is it. He's a narcissist and a maniac. He wants, if nothing else, just one day out of jail to go to a hearing so we can maybe get a decent meal. But I think it's just about attention. He's a narcissist. It's another way for him to twist the families to get the spotlight back on him. Totally going to fail. I will say this one nuance just to close this out. I don't understand why when they did the plea deal, that I get the plea deal, some of the families wanted it. There's always reasons not to go to trial. Why they did not make him allocute on the record, that is to say, stand up in court and give the details of what he did and how he did it. Because had he done that, it would be next to impossible for him to repudiate the plea deal now. If he said, I did this, that, and the other thing, and I threw the knife in a lake, how are you going to say now I didn't do it? I don't understand that. I said it at the time. I didn't understand it. I continue not to. That's the only flaw I see in that case. But this is all wind. He'll die in jail, and it's all he deserves.
I remember talking about that, though, at the time, and I can't believe that was a year ago. Paul, always excellent. TheOpsDesk.org. Check it out. You have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars.
And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D.
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judge's 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.